I'm in studio today talking with Connie Corcoran and Mark Lee from My Friend's Place. And if you would, Mark, tell us a little about My Friend's Place.
Sure. It's a drop-in center for homeless youth 13 to 17 in the Tri-Cities. So youth can just show up, hang out, and if they choose to, they can stay overnight. And if they want to just, you know, be there and get laundry done and eat, they can do that too.
But this isn't just for kids that want to hang out and have a good time. These are actually for kids that don't have homes or places to sleep at night. Is
absolutely
that correct?
Absolutely correct.
So how many kids about have you been housing?
Well, on an average night right now, there's been about 8 kids a night. And it varies, you know, night to night, depending on the weather, depending on, you know, some youth are finding a place to go back to home. So we have a youth this week we think is going to be reunited with a family. So
are a lot of these kids runaways?
I don't think of the word as runaway. I think about they're in a situation that's not livable.
So their parents may know where they're at.
Correct. We always try to contact the police, the parents. We want to be part of the solution to reunite the family, but in a lot of situations, it's not a place you'd want to live.
How are kids finding out about My Friend's Place?
Well, you know, we've worked over the years to try to get the word out, whether it's posting in the laundromat or telling schools or, you know, meeting with police forces. So, you know, that's an important piece of our work is getting the message out in the community.
And I had a chance to actually tour My Friend's Place, and I was very impressed. Now, you actually have staff on location 24 hours, is that correct?
Correct, we do.
And there's a kitchen there and laundry facilities, and I know you try to make it so each child doesn't have to necessarily share a room unless there's overcrowding.
Correct.
Which is, you know, just amazing. I mean, many kids don't have it that good at their own homes, so
yeah.
So that's pretty nice. And the objective is then to get the kids up and out on their own after that, or tell us what the hope is.
So re-engage them in school, get them skills that they need to get back on their feet and get a job, have their own life. So we're a bridge to getting back to where they want to be.
And are you also a bridge for resources like counseling and things
Absolutely.
Like that? Okay.
Yeah, so we have an in-house counselor. We also work with agencies. And whether we're working with a project like Fast Forward as part of Boys and Girls Club or, you know, some other agency, I met with United Way this morning. They're talking about bringing us food. You know, so there's all people in the community that we work together with because we're just one piece of a puzzle.
It's so great, though. It really is something special. Now, how long has it actually been in function?
We opened December 1st of 2011.
Okay.
So we're going on 2 years.
Nice. And the word's getting out. And I know one of the big fundraisers that you do each year is the Beggar's Banquet. So, Connie, tell us about the Beggar's Banquet.
It will be held November 15th at Three Rivers Convention Center. Doors open at 5 and soup's on at 6. It is the annual soup tasting contest. We invite all of the local restaurants to participate. And if you attend, you get to sample all the soups and vote on your favorite soup in the Tri-Cities.
That's so fun. And so what is the cost to get into the Beggar's Banquet?
It is $35, and you can get tickets online. You can go to tinyurl.com/beggarsbanquet2013.
Okay, tinyurl.com/beggarsbanquet2013.
Correct.
And that's how they can get their tickets.
Right.
Is it possible to get tickets at the door also or not?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, or you can also call Safe Harbor, and that number is 509-460-4994.
Now, you guys are right next to Safe Harbor and are in somewhat collaboration with Safe Harbor.
So technically, My Friend's Place is a program inside of Safe Harbor.
Okay.
So we're all one piece, but the My Friend's Place is a separate program.
And tell us the location for My Friend's Place.
1111
North Grant Place, Kennewick.
I think the shelter is 1112.
Oh, yeah. They're right next to each other.
But you'd see it if you GPS'd it. Okay, and is there anything else you need from community members for the Beggar's Banquet?
If you want to come, we really need participants. If you have a really interesting item to donate, you can get a hold of us through that.
Well, I was also thinking if you come, you get to hear the Mid-Columbia Master Singers.
Oh, yes, you do. They are going to be caroling for us.
Nice.
This is a great event for you to start your holiday shopping. Yes, it's right around the corner. And so you can come, you can listen to the caroling, you can start your shopping.
You can bid on a little Christmas tree.
And we have decorated tiny Christmas trees that we're going to be auctioning off as well.
So there's Christmas items and things that people can purchase while they're there.
Correct.
And then the carolers $5 will be the entertainment, and then there's also speakers and things like that. Is correct. That correct? Nice. Okay, tell us again, November 15th, and it starts at what time?
Doors open at 5 and soup's on at 6.
Okay, and is there a phone number if people just have questions that they would like more information? Is there a phone number to give?
Sure, they can call 942-8587 and ask for Connie.
Okay, Connie Corcoran and Mark Lee, thanks so much for coming in. It's all about My Friend's Place and the Beggar's Banquet coming up on November 15th. All right, thanks you guys for coming in.
Thank you.